As veterans age and memories dim, the view of the winners tends to soften into a patriotic glow of good memories. World War II soldiers are now slipping into that category. They all fight and, if necessary, died to save the world for democracy. Serious historians may argue that men fought for their unit to go home, not for the flag or other nebulous ideas. No matter, they are all now heroes. The aging survivors of Caesar's campaign against the Gauls most likely would recognize the acclaim. This little book is a refreshing antidote to this rosy view. Arnie Ramberg, the good guy who joined the Army Signal Corps during the Depression because he needed the money, is stationed on a godforsaken island in the Aleutians during World War II. He's doing a good job, and is popular with his men, troubled only by a shifty little unit member who's always trying to make a buck by bootlegging or prostitution or whatever works. Things are going well enough until a new commander comes on station. Major Boots Buckley represents everything wrong in an officer. He's egotistical, overbearing, arrogant, and selfish. Arnie's girlfriend in Anchorage has sent him an actual flush toilet, the only one on the island, and the major covets it. The language is raw, the tone authentic, and the satire is great fun until towards the end. Then the author takes the farce to a deeper level, and a young pilot is killed through the negligence of the major. The humor ceases. Even rotten little Shorty the Black Marketeer is no longer funny. The back cover notes the author, retired military man, as though we couldn't tell that, has another book coming out. This reviewer urges him to keep it light. Arnie and friends are Bill Malden's G.I. Joe and should stay there.